Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
And so it's a pleasure to be here again.
很高兴来到大家这儿。
I apologize, there was a lot of traffic, so I got here a little bit late.
我向你们抱歉，因为路上太堵了。
But if you remember, the last time I was here, I was talking, I believe, a little bit about the Beatitudes.
你们记不记得上次我来的时候讲的是天国八福？
The Sermon on the Mount, right?
就是天国八福。
And so, after the Sermon on the Mount portion, where he talks about, blessed are those,
他讲的都是什么样的人有福了，什么样的人有福了。
Jesus then gives an example saying,You are the salt of the earth.
然后耶稣说，你们是世上的盐。
And then it says, you are the light of the world in verse 14, right?
然后十四节他又说，你们是世上的光。
And I know that everybody, you've probably heard this passage before.
大家都见过这些经文。
But what I want us to do is to understand what Jesus means when he says that to the people that are around.
但是那个情景下耶稣说这个话是什么意思？
Because when we talk about salt and light, immediately after that, he begins to talk about fulfillment of the law and prophets, right?
我们一提到盐和光，然后我们就知道后面他讲的是成全律法。
And so there's a connection between when he says what we do as individuals and who he is and what he brings us to do.
这个就联系起来，我们是什么人，和基督是什么人，他做了什么事。
Because you remember, this is all connected, right? All of it is connected.
因为这一切都是相关联的。
He talks about blessed are those, and then he goes and says, you are salt and light, and he says, I have come to fulfill the law and the prophets.
他先说什么样的人有福了，什么样的人有福了，然后又说你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。然后后面一说，我来是为了成全律法。
And so with that, let me just pray for us and go right into it, okay?
我们先祷告。
Dear God, I want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主，感谢你赐给我们今天。
I thank you that you allow us to gather together and to read your word and to understand a little bit more about you.
感谢你允许我们聚集在一起，查考你的话语，请你带领我们来学习。
I pray that your word would be apparent to us.And stir within us the desire to know you more.
求你的话语帮助我们更加认识你，更加好的服侍你。
We thank you for our brothers and sisters who are around.
我们为弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
We thank you for the time that you've given us.
为这个时间献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Now, it's summertime, right?
现在是夏天。
And during the summertime, what is something that we love to do?
夏天大家喜欢干什么事呢？
Has to do with what? Some fire, an open fire with things that you throw on it, some hot dogs, some steaks, so barbecuing, right?
你们喜欢烧烤，点个火，然后去烤各种吃的。
And during this whole barbecue thing, I didn't until more recently really enjoy going out barbecuing.
我直到最近才比较慢慢的喜欢上了这个烧烤。
But I did love to eat steak.
我是很喜欢吃牛排的。
And so, when I work in New York City, so a lot of times, like, my friends will tell me, oh, this steak place is good. I go there and I eat it. Like, oh, this is so delicious, right?
我在纽约上班，有的时候有人向我推荐哪家的牛排很好吃，我就去吃一下。
And they go and you find out they pour butter or they put thyme, they put rosemary, they put all sorts of stuff on their steak.To make it taste delicious.
吃牛排的时候，你会发现他们会把牛排上抹上黄油啊，还有各种香料啊、调料啊，让这个肉好吃。
But it wasn't until I started wanting to make steak myself that I started to understand.
但是我直到我自己开始做牛排的时候，我才真正的明白。
At first, I tried all the fancy steak rubs and all the other sauces that you put on it.
我一开始是尝试了各种各样的，就是香料啊、调料啊。
But after a lot of testing and trying at home,
在家里试了很多次以后
，I realized one thing.
我明白了一件事。
All you need is salt.
其实只需要盐就够了。
And maybe a little bit of pepper.
没准有一点胡椒。
But mostly salt.
但是主要是盐。
And so I got used to just taking my steak that I get from Costco, right?
我就从 Costco 买了牛排过来。
And I cover it in salt.
抹上盐。
And I put it on a plate.
放在盘子上。
I throw it in the fridge for like 24 hours.
放到冰箱里24小时。
So it kind of dries out.
它就干了。
And then when I take it out, I don't see the salt on it, but I know it's there.
我拿出来的时候，这个肉上面看不到有盐粒。
And then I get my grill nice and hot.
那我把我的烧烤架点上。
I throw it on there.
把牛排放上去。
I still don't see the salt, right? I originally, when I put it on, it's all over the place. But when I put it on the grill, I don't see the salt there.
我晚上抹盐的时候，都看到盐粒儿一粒一粒的。但是这个时候呢，就看不见这个肉上的盐。
I take it off the grill.
我把肉从架子上拿下来。
I like my steak medium rare, okay?
我喜欢吃这个肉，不是特别，老的。
Yeah, and then I cut it, and I taste it, and it's delicious.
然后。切一块一尝，哎，特好吃。
If there's no salt on it, it tastes a little weird to me, right? Just zero salt.
如果我预先没有撒盐的话，就没有那么好吃了。
And if I have high blood pressure in the future, I might have to eat it that way.
如果我以后血压高的话，我可能不得不减少用盐。
But that salt that covers it is just so flavorful that it makes the steak so good for me.
但是就因为抹了那些盐，这个牛肉特别的好吃。
And what's even better is that I make it at home and people are like, oh, you know what? We don't need to spend $100 on a ribeye at this fancy steak restaurant. Let's just go to Albert's house, right? He'll salt up a steak and, you know, for, you know, 10 bucks each, he'll just like, okay, we can make steak.
所以呢，我就是技艺很精湛了。别的人都不用花很多钱去饭馆去吃，就花10块钱到我家来吃就行。
Now imagine if that salt lost its saltiness.
但是设想，我家的盐没有了盐味儿。
I rub it all over my steak.
我把它抹在肉上。
It doesn't preserve it anymore for a little bit. It doesn't dry it out.
它不会再起到那个让牛肉能够干、能够被保存的作用。
And it, when I eat it, I no longer get that savory, delicious saltiness.
那我吃的时候呢，也不会觉得这个肉像以前那么好吃。
And then that becomes a problem, right?
那就坏了。
Then I've got to take this salt and say, hey, what's going on?
我就会看我的盐说怎么回事，怎么这个样子。
And I'll have to go back to Costco and get a new package of salt, right?
那我就得去商店再买一罐盐。
You see, when God calls his people salt and light, he's being very specific about the impact we are to have on everything around us.
当神管他的子民叫做盐和光的时候，他其实很明确地指出他想要他的子民变成什么样子。
See, the purpose of salt is to add that flavor, to preserve, and sometimes even to heal if you rub it on a wound, right?
盐的作用是提味儿，有的时候甚至有这个消炎杀菌的作用。
The whole point of salt is provide that saltiness to whatever you do with it.
这个盐就是让它撒上的东西都有它的盐的咸味儿。
And so even if something looks like salt, white crystals, small, grainy, kind of like sharp sand.
那么甚至那些看起来像盐的东西，比如说白色的晶体小颗粒。
But it doesn't have saltiness anymore. You can't do anything with it.
但是如果它没有盐的这种咸的特质的话，也没有什么用。
It's lost its ability to be useful.
因为它没有这个盐的用处了。
And so therefore God says, hey, you are salt of the earth, but if you're no longer doing what you're supposed to, what good is it?
所以神说，你们是世上的盐，但是你要是失了味，失了盐味，那么还有什么用呢？
And in the same section, he starts to talk about how Christians are lights to the world.
紧接着神又说你们是世上的光。
He says that if you shine and you have a light, people don't put it under a basket, right?
他说 人们点灯不会放在斗底下。
It says a city on a hill cannot be hidden.
一个在山上的城是不能被隐藏的。
But instead, the purpose is to give light to the entire household.
灯的目的是照亮一家的人。
To give vision to those who are seeking things.
是让人能够看见。
To give hope to someone who's hoping to see a city in the distance.
是给那些想在远方看见远方的城的人能够看见。
And also sometimes to expose that which is hidden.
有时候呢，也是去暴露在隐藏在黑暗中的东西。
But for both salt and light, we have to realize what Christ is saying is that you, the follower of Christ, has to be salt and light.
那么耶稣这样说，就告诉我们说，作为耶稣的门徒，我们必须是世上的盐，世上的光。
If you lose purpose of why you are here,
如果不能满足我们在这儿的目的，
then what good is it to be called to be salt and light?
那我们就不能被称作盐和光。
See, it's interesting because Jesus says to them that this is what you are because you are a follower of me.
注意，耶稣说的是：“你们是世上的盐和光，因为你们是跟随我的。”
But the way he puts it makes it seem as if sometimes we do not fulfill our purpose as salt and light.
但是耶稣说这个话的语气，让我们觉得，好像他的意思是说，我们会有的时候没有做到这一点。
That you are, but you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
你是。但是有的时候你没有做你该做的事情。
So he warns his followers, he warns these people listening, saying, hey, if you are salt and light, but you are truly chosen by God, you can do nothing but be true salt and light to the world.
所以耶稣警戒世人，你们是盐和光，因为你们是我的门徒。
Because the very existence of who we are,should fulfill the purpose of what God calls us to do.
我们在世上这个事情就应该能够成全，能够表明神在我们身上做的。
And so when we think about, hey, and we start to ponder, am I being salt and light to the world? It's kind of an abstract question, right?
当我们思考我们是不是盐，是不是光的时候，这是个很抽象的问题。
Like, what does that mean practically?
那么实际上是什么意思？
What does it look like to be salty or to be useful to those around us and to be a light unto the world?
做盐做光到底是什么样呢？
And so Jesus actually has a very clever way of explaining this in the same passage.
那么在同样的经节里面，耶稣很清楚的解释。
Yeah, in verse 15, at the, in verse 16, I'm sorry, it says this.
十六节说。
It says, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may what? They may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You see, what's interesting a lot of times, I think, for Christians is that we have this belief that we must always just vocalize our Christianity. Just say it, right?
很多基督徒有一个误解，就是我们就是只用嘴皮子当基督徒。
Okay, not to say that it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad, okay?
去说，去传福音。
But what I've heard...But I've heard a lot of people say a lot of, oh, praise the Lord, God is good, all the time, God is good. They say it very frequently.
很多人挂在嘴上的口头禅就是感谢主，感谢主。
But at the end of the day, it is the action that determines whether or not we follow God.
但是归根结底，我们的行动才能表明我们跟随主。
You see, James talks about that in the New Testament, right?
雅各在新约里面讲过这个问题。
But Jesus already sets that rule or that way of thinking in this passage.
这个就是耶稣在这一章讲的。
He says, let your light shine before others.
你
们、verse 16, sorry.
你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So that they may what?
叫他们怎么样？
Hear you say that you're a Christian?
听见你说你是基督徒？
No.
不是。
See that you wear a cross on a chain around your neck?
看见你脖子上挂着一个十字架？
No. See that you have a Bible in your car or on your desk?
看，让他们看见你车里有一本圣经，桌上有一本圣经。
No.But that they may see your good works.
经文是说叫他们看见你们的好行为。
But there's a second part to it.
还有后面还有一部分。
And give glory to God your Father who is in heaven.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So you see, brothers and sisters, we know that talk is cheap.
我们都知道语言是廉价的。
But we also know that actions can be prideful.
我们也知道行为也可能出于骄傲。
I'll give you a perfect example. I may have told you this before.
给大家举个例子。
So, I grew up a goody two-shoes, so I was a very good kid.
我小的时候就是个乖孩子。
I'm just patting myself on the back a little bit, just a little bit.
我是自吹。
But like, I've never...been in like the source of trouble that I see some people get into, right?
但是我小的时候没有犯过别的孩子犯的错误。
Like other people got sent to principal's office, I was always good, I was a little bit of a tattletale, but that's okay, right?
别的孩子被送到校长办公室的时候，我就是一个乖学生。
But then in college, I never drank, so I still don't drink, I've never drank before.
上大学的时候也没有喝过酒，我现在都不喝酒。
I don't smoke.
我也不抽烟。
I don't gamble.
我也不赌钱。
I barely know how to play Texas Hold'em poker, right?
我也不太会打牌。
I don't know how to play mahjong.
我也不会打麻将。
At worst, if the lottery is, you know, 500 million, I know how to at least buy like, you know, a $2 ticket, thank you, and they pick the numbers for me, right?
我就知道一点大概齐。
But most of the things considered by this world as bad, I didn't really do that.
我从来没有做过世人眼中的坏事儿。
But you see, Albert, especially when he was younger, liked to use that as a way to make people say, oh, you know what, Albert's such a good kid.
但是 Albert 小的时候就很善于利用这种乖孩子的这种面目以博得大人的喜欢。
If I talk to another college student, I say, hey, you shouldn't be drinking,I always follow up with, I never drank before, right?
如果我劝告别的大学生不要喝酒，我总是会接着来一句，我从来不喝酒。
Oh, you shouldn't gamble, I don't gamble, right?
不要赌博，我从来不赌博。
Why are you more like me?
你怎么能不像我一样呢？
I do all the right stuff.
我能做这些正确的事情。
So why don't you...realize that I have a say in this because I'm being the good kid.
因为我是好孩子，你为什么不听我的呢？
So because I'm so good, I can tell you that you're wrong.
因为我是好孩子，所以我可以指着你的鼻子说你错了，你是坏的。
And that is not what God is talking about in this passage, right?
那不是耶稣在这儿说出来的好行为。
Because when that happens,Who gets the glory?
因为当我那样做的时候，谁得了荣耀？
Albert gets the glory.
Albert 得的是荣耀。
He didn't do all these things. He's very stable. He's doing the right thing.
他从来不做坏事，他做的都是好事。
And so Albert is a good person.
所以 Albert 是个好人。
You see, but when we read in the passage, when people see our good works as believers,
但是我们读经文的时候，当人们看到我们的好行为的时候
，He says the right ways they give what glory to God who is our Father in heaven.
正确的下面要发生的事是，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You see that is what it means to be light of the world from God.
那才是真正的在世上做光。
Not just being good people.
不仅仅是当个好人。
There's a lot of good people in this world.
世上有很多好人。
Better than us.
好多都比我们还好。
But when God talks about this, he says, you as a representation of who I am, you are to do this so that what? Everything gets pointed back to God.
那么神说是你们在世上作为我的代表，你们的好行为便将荣耀，让世人看到我的荣耀。
But then we have to start thinking, well then, who is this Jesus that we're supposed to be salt and light for?
那么我们就会想了，那耶稣是谁？我们要为他做盐做光呢？
Jesus actually answers this very cleverly in verse 17 to verse 20.
耶稣在17节到20节回答了我们。
He says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to what? Fulfill them.
他说莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
And I'm going to paraphrase the rest.
那么他下面的话我就给大家讲一下。
And basically what he says is that the law does not die when I have appeared, right?
他说的是我出现的时候律法并不会消失。
The law must be completed until this world ends. It has to be perfect. That is what the law is.
世界终结以前律法是要被成全的，是要被完全的。
And then he continues to say, if you don't follow the law even more closely than the Pharisees and Sadducees, then you're not going to heaven.
如果你不像法利赛人和撒都该人那样的遵循律法，你根本进不了天国。
I mean, I have not followed the Old Testament law like the Pharisees and Sadducees. Me.
我没有像旧约里面法利赛人一样来遵循旧约律法。
Yeah, I love bacon, right? And you can't eat pig in the Old Testament, right? So game over for Albert.
我喜欢吃猪肉，旧约律法这一条就过不去。
I cannot follow all the rules and regulations of washing my hands before I go into service. Most people can barely remember to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom, much less than before they enter the temple, right?
我不能像律法里规定的那样，去敬拜之前要洗手净身。
But imagine that God is saying that if you do not follow every single little bit of the law, you're not righteous enough for heaven.
但是神说，如果你没有遵守律法里面的每一条，你都不够去称义进天国的。
It says, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. That's what he says in verse 18.
就是十八节说的是律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
Then maybe I should just stop speaking because there's no hope for anybody, right?
那我就没有必要讲了，因为大家都没有希望。
And so this is what's so interesting because he says these things, everybody's kind of thinking like, oh, I'm not a Pharisee, a Sadducee. How am I supposed to be more righteous than them? I don't know what to do.
听了这个话，所有的人都会觉得。绝望，因为我们都不是法利赛人和撒都该人，我们这点都做不到，那么称义就更谈不上。
If my salt and my light isn't even as good as what the Pharisees are producing, I don't understand, Jesus. What am I supposed to do?
如果我的盐，我的光还赶不上法利赛人、撒都该人一点点的那么好，那么我在这世上有什么意义呢？
But what's awesome is that Jesus says, not only did I come to fulfill the law.But I also came to what? Fulfill the prophets. It's a combination of the two.
那么耶稣说的是，我来不仅仅是要成全律法，而且是要成全这预言。
And to understand why we can become salt and light, we then now look at the person of Jesus and we say, He is the one who fulfilled the prophets and the law.
当我们意识到我们自己不能够成全律法的时候，我们转而看向耶稣基督。我们知道耶稣基督他能成全律法。
So let's break this down a little bit.
我们来仔细分析一下。
First, the prophets.
第一就是预言。
When you
go ahead.
When you look at the Old Testament, all the prophecies actually point to just one thing.
当我们看旧约的时候，旧约里面所有的预言都指向 一件事情。
And it's to fulfill this so that the prophecies, the prophets are true, right?
这些都被满足了，预言被满足了，我们就知道这个预言是真的。
Because if the prophecy doesn't get fulfilled, then the prophet is a false prophet, right?
如果这个预言没有被满足，我们知道这个预言不是真的。
Yeah, because if Albert tells you, I have a prophecy from God, when we go outside, the sky's going to be green.And it's not green, Albert is a false prophet, right? So that it has to be fulfilled in order for the prophecies to be true and the prophets to be from God.
如果我跟你说我是一个预言家，我预言说我们走出教堂的时候天上会变绿，那么你出去以后看见天没有变绿，你就知道我不是预言家。
And so when God talks about it, you see that the prophecies all point to the idea and the concept and the person of the Messiah.
旧约里面所有的预言都指向弥赛亚。
And it goes to the point where you say, hey, the Messiah is going to be born and completed here. But then the reason why Jesus Christ brings in the law, because if he does not complete the law, he is not the Messiah. We have to understand this.
如果旧约预言里面每一个关于弥赛亚的预言都是说弥赛亚要成全律法，那如果耶稣来了没有成全律法，那他就不是弥赛亚。
So then what does it mean to complete the law?
那么成全律法是什么意思?
What does it mean to follow the law versus complete the law? There's a big difference.
遵守律法和成全律法有什么区别?
And so when we read scripture, it's actually really interesting. I'll let you read on your own. But if you read the rest of the sections from verse 21 all the way to, you know, 48...
我们读完了这一整章，我们就会发现。
I'll just summarize for you.
我来给大家概括一下。
So, like, for example, he talks about anger, right?
在21到下面几节，他讲的是愤怒、发怒。
He says, you know, don't murder, and don't do this, and don't do that.
他说不可杀人。凡杀人的难免受审判，不能这样，不能那样。
But then Jesus is even more harsh.
但是耶稣他更加的严厉。
In verse 22, he says, "Everyone who is angry with his brother is liable for judgment."
耶稣甚至说，向弟兄动怒的难免受审断。
Like you didn't kill him, it should be a plus, right? I didn't kill the guy, even though I'm angry with him.
那么你向弟兄生气，没有把他们杀了，难道不是好事吗？
And Jesus says, no. If you're angry with him, you're on the same track of punishment.
但耶稣说，如果你向他们动怒，你就要受同样的审判。
And then even verse 27 says, you shall not commit adultery, one of the laws, right, that is in their scripture, in the Old Testament.
那么旧约律法还有一条不可奸淫。
But then,And everybody's like, yeah, you're not supposed to commit adultery. Yes, I agree with you.
很多人每个人都同意这一点。
But then Jesus says, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery. It's like, what? Huh?
但是耶稣说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Then he talks about divorce.
然后又讲到离婚。
He talks about making promises and oaths in verse 33.
然后又讲到发誓和背誓。
He talks about retaliation, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
又讲到报复，以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And when you look at these things, Jesus does this very common thing. He says, hey, this is what you know as a law. My law is even more extreme than that.
耶稣说的就是你所理解的旧约的律法，我的律法比它更要严厉。
Almost feels like he's making us more depressed, right? We're never going to get to heaven at this point. It's over. I'm done.
让我们更加灰心丧气，我们更加去不了天国了。
But what Jesus is trying to teach here is that when he says that he fulfilled the law, he's saying, take the law to the extreme. It is absolutely perfect. Whether it is physical action or even just in your heart and your mind, you cannot fulfill this law. Only I can.
所以这就是耶稣解释，当他成全律法的时候，他不仅仅是在外在的行为上面 满足律法，他更是在心里面去让律法的要求得到完美的实现。所以这就是只有他能成全的律法。
Because as long as we think we can do it, then we have no need for Messiah.
只要人类自己觉得自己可以遵守律法，就没有需要去寻求弥赛亚。
And so Jesus says, understand the purpose of the law is to make you feel helpless without a savior.
耶稣告诉我们，律法的完美的严厉性是让我们意识到我们需要救主。
So I have a 2-year-old right now.
我现在有个两岁的小孩。
My little one just turned 2.
我的最小的孩子刚刚二岁。
And her favorite phrase right now is, do it myself.
她最爱说的话是，就是我自己做。
She sits in her car seat and I want to buckle her in.
她在那个汽车的座位里面，我想把她给她捆好。
She screams at the top of her lungs.
她就使劲的大喊。
Do it myself.
我自己来。
And then I have to step away and go, okay, okay, do it yourself, do it yourself.
然后我就只能退到一边说，你自己来吧。
And every single day, every single moment, do it myself, do it myself.
每时每刻，他都要我自己来，自己来。
So I've had to learn to step back and say, okay, you do it yourself.
那么我就得学着去退到一边，看着他自己来。
And she'll grab the things in 2 hands, it won't match up, so click, 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 clack, clack, it's flipped upside down, it's not going to fit, nothing's working.
他两只小手抓着那个，折腾来折腾去，就是不能扣在一起。
If I try to help her in the middle of this, she'll yell again, do it myself. I'll say, okay.
如果我中间想去帮一把，她还是对我喊，我自己来。
It's not until she says, it's like, daddy help, daddy help, then I go in and help her. Because she realizes that she needs help.
所以我只能等到她无能为力了，来说，爸爸帮我，我才上去帮她。
And in the same way also, recently I was meeting with a good brother of mine and we were talking to somebody else that he knew.
我最近见了一个弟兄，我们谈到一个事情。
Try to give this young man some advice.
我们想给另外一个弟兄一些建议。
And no matter what I said, that young man would push back on me.
不论我说什么，他都不听。
I told him, hey buddy,I've lived through it. You probably should listen because I think you are more power. I think you think you're more powerful than you are.
我告诉他说我是过来人，你听我的吧，没错。但是呢，他老觉得他特别的有能力。
And it falls on deaf ears. Any sort of advice, whether good or very beneficial, or you know, that's definitely going to happen. It falls on deaf ears.
我说的一切这个好心好意的劝告。都白说了，他都听不进去。
And he won't listen until he has the ability to say, oh man, I need help. I don't think I can do it.
那直到他撞到南墙，他才回头。
And so when Jesus says these phrases, he knows the audience that he's talking to during this time.
所以当耶稣面对山上的众人，他说这些话，他知道他们心里怎么想的。
He knows that there are Pharisees and Sadducees, teachers of the law, in the crowd.
他知道人群中有法利赛人、撒都该人，那些做教师的律法师。
He knows there are those who are rich, those who are poor, those who are good, those who are bad in the crowd.
他也知道人群中有富裕的，有贫穷的，还有各色人等。
But he teaches this so that he says, none of you.Will be able to fulfill the law as God requires from Scripture.
他告诉他们是为了让他们能明白，你们没有人能够像经文里面写的那样完全完美的，成全律法。
Because even you Pharisees,
甚至法利赛人
，even you teachers of the law,
甚至那些教导律法的老师
，you could be perfect in your actions.
你们的行为可能看起来是完美的。
But you are judged by your heart.
但是如果论你的心的话。
So even you, no chance.
你都没有资格。
But then Christ says, but I have fulfilled the law.
但是耶稣说，我已经成全了律法。
Now we know in hindsight, like, we know why he says this.
我们在事后看这个事情。
Because
because
he's a perfect lamb, right? He's the sacrifice. He's the one who covers over all of our sin with his sacrifice and his resurrection. And we understand this when we see this story. And so that way, but the people during that time were probably a little bit confused, right?
但是当时的人可能有一点糊涂。
Because Jesus was still new to this area.
因为这个事情他们以前没有想过。
He wasn't someone that they knew was going to be the Messiah. Most people were confused, including his disciples, actually.
因为当时的人他们并没有知道耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And so, in this situation, if you connect who Jesus says he is, then being salt and light,you can have a little bit of a better understanding.
那么如果我们知道耶稣他当时说自己是谁的话，当说到盐和光的时候，我们可能就更加理解了。
Because in being salt and light, what he's saying is that I am perfect, I have fulfilled the laws that you're following, so therefore, everything you do can point to me, it's okay.
所以他说，你们每做的一件事情，你们只要来看我，因为我已经成全了律法，你们就可以。
Because the people may wonder, well, what authority allows me to be salt or to be light, to be guiding people to God?
观众也许会想，耶稣凭什么他能够做到去指引这些人如何做盐做光呢？
And that's why Jesus places himself not only above the law, but in reality, the completion of the law, and says, like, not directly, but offhandedly, that he is the Messiah.
所以耶稣告诉人们，他不仅仅是在律法之上，他还成全了律法，他就是弥赛亚。
He becomes the source of the salt and the source of the light.
他就是盐。源头，它就是光的源头。
That without him, there actually is no salt or light that we are able to give off.
没有主耶稣，我们不能做盐，也不能做光。
And a lot of us talk to each other as Christians. We say, oh, you need to be salt, we need to be light. How do we do this? The first step is to recognize who Jesus Christ is.
当我们聚集在一起，互相鼓励说我们要做盐做光的时候，我们怎么样能够做到？第一就是要认识到我们要靠着主耶稣。
Because if we don't understand who Jesus Christ is,
如果我们不知道主耶稣是谁，
then we look like salt.
我们可以表现得像盐，
but we don't have any of the saltiness within us.
但是我们并不能让任何东西变咸。
We can look like light.
我们可以看着像光，
but we're really not light.We're just glowing a little bit.
我们只不过有一点点发了一点小光。
Yeah, ineffective light.
无用的、无效的光。
See, brothers and sisters, it's not easy when Jesus demands something like this of us. It's actually very hard.
耶稣给我们的这个命令并不容易。
Because he says, you are salt, you are light. Like, I didn't choose to be, I just wanted to go to heaven, right?
他说你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光，好像你这不是你的一个选择。
That you've come to me, and now that is what you've become by trusting in me.
你们来寻找耶稣，那么找到现在就是这个样子。
And then he goes on to say, I have completed the law and the prophets, so therefore your purpose as salt and as light is to bring people to me.
那么他下面说，我来是为了成全，旧约的这些预言。你们看到了这个预言的成全，你们就知道这些预言是指向我。
So then, as believers, Have we ever truly thought about the authority that was granted to us and who grants that to us?
作为主耶稣的门徒，我们有没有想过我们身上被赋予的权柄，如何使用这个权柄？
Why do we have the power to be able to tell somebody that this person is Jesus Christ, come before him, repent, and be saved?
我们怎么有能力，怎么有权利告诉任何人，这位是主耶稣基督，你到他面前来认罪悔改？
We have that because of who Christ is.
我们有这个权柄，就是因为主耶稣基督他是谁，他是弥赛亚。
So when we start to talk about and to encourage each other to be salt and light,
当我们互相鼓励在世上做盐做光的时候，
we must first as a body, as a people, recognize who Christ is and what he calls us to do.
我们必须首先认清耶稣是基督，他召呼召我们来做什么。
That no matter how good we are,we can never achieve the perfection that God requires.
无论我们做得有多好，我们永远也不能成全律法。
No matter how capable we are, we can never be our own Messiah.
无论我们多有能力，我们都不能做自己的弥赛亚。
So we must recognize Christ as the fulfillment of the prophets and the law.
我们必须认出耶稣基督才是能够成全律法的主。
So that our self-righteousness does not get in the way of our evangelism to others.
这样，我们就不会让自己的自义成为我们传福音的拦阻。
Because it's not because of us.
因为这一切是我们自己有多好造成的。
But because of Christ.
而是全部依靠耶稣基督。
So when I talk about salt, light, and law,
当我讲到盐和光还有律法的时候，
I talk about our purpose as people put here where we are now.
我们讲的是作为人我们现在在此地的一个目的。
And I pray that as people of God, we would not forget about the saltiness we are to have or the light that we must shine.
我们向神祷告，我们作为人不要忘记自己做盐做光的这个目的和职责。
So with that, let me pray for us.
所以我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你赐给我们今天。
Because once again, you remind us who we truly are.
你再次提醒我们，我们是谁。
We are nothing without you, Lord.
没有你，我们什么都不是。
And we thank you for giving us a chance to truly come before you and to commit our lives to you.
感谢你给我们这个机会，能够来到你的面前，来跟随你。
We pray, Lord, that our own self-righteousness would never take away from our purpose here that you've put for the reason that you've put us here.
求你保守我们，让我们不要让自己的自义来迷惑了我们。
Would you help us to grow each and every single day to be more like you?
求你帮助我们每天都有成长。
That we would perform works that don't point to us but point to you.
让我们越来越像你，让我们世人看到我们的时候，不是注意到我们，而是归荣耀于你。
We thank you.
我们感谢主。
We love you.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢 Albert， 真的是愿我们弟兄姐妹都是真的是可以做盐做光，成为我们在这个地区的祝福。Thank you, Albert, and hope our church can really be the salt and light in this area to be the blessing for the other people. 好，请大家起立，我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌。Everybody, please stand up. Let's sing a response